This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo Sara Frequency. This is Capricorn Drive. There's a conversation we almost went into, and Jack Rem said, we'll explore that conversation in detail.
Yeah.
As the week progresses. And we were talking about countries that we would love to visit. And I said Egypt. And he brought it to our attention that they're going to be phasing out the camels. And I was like,
I'm still not over it, because that's what we go to Egypt for.
Whenever you go to all these excursions that have animals, maybe elephants, you know, they've got like elephant rides, they've got horse riding, they've got camel rides. Do you ever look at it as though they are exploiting those animals? They are making money. You are paying.
But that's nothing. We are nothing compared to them. We are not even heavy.
No, but the issue is that those animals being exploited, which I
They're not being exploited. They love carrying us.
Explain. You speak the language now.
No. Well, obviously, yes, there has to be a level of taming of the animals for them to be able to carry a human. Because normally, if you go to the wild, they wouldn't carry you.
Yeah, Mara, you are paying and they are making money. What is it in the animals?
What should there be in the animals?
Animals must be animals. They must just be allowed to be animals and be there. Do you understand?
I agree.
Let's look at the elephants, for an example. I mean, really, what do they reward them with? Nuts? Come on.
That's nuts.
Marula. Marula.
No,
come
but
on.
This thing has been happening.
Marula. Guys, come on.
And you know, when it comes to the process of actually domesticating, if I should say, a wild animal, it's something that is done against their own will.
Of course.
There's no, so basically, you're just taking them from the wild and domesticating them and then exploiting them to attract tourists, which is a thing that's wrong.
I mean, sure. What can we do?
Okay, it's going to be very difficult to convince you that this thing is exploitation, Slum. It's fine. We get it.
Please don't sue me for animal cruelty.
But would you still go to those countries or places that offer such excursions if they were to get rid of the animals?
For Egypt, no. What am I going to see? The pyramids? No.
Yes. There should be more other activities and excursions that you can explore. It can't always be that. I mean, if you come to the province, it can be that you want to exploit animals and ride animals that are being exploited. There's a lot of things that you can do in the province, you know?
Of course,
I feel like it's halabatore di perra sa diname.
Exactly, but exploitation.
I mean, like, seriously, I think we are going to get to that point where now we are saying all the wild animals, even those that have been domesticated, they should not be used for sports. You know, they should not be used for farming, for any other
circus.
You understand?
So, long story short, Egypt is phasing out camel and horse rides around the pyramids of Giza to improve animal welfare and to promote ethical tourism. So, the move comes as more travelers choose wildlife-friendly experiences and avoid attractions that exploit animals. So it's people that are leading these individuals that are in charge of these nature excursions to say it's time that we start looking at how are other people attracting tourists to come to their areas without exploiting these animals.
I think there are organizations behind this thing, and those organizations, maybe it's those ones that stand for animal cruelty, because there's no way. We've been doing this for a long time.
It's been
this is a sanctuary's heritage.
And it's going to kill the country's tourism sector. It's really going to, because it's off my list now.
Yeah, but like I said, a lot of people are choosing wildlife friendly experiences.
Go to where they are not offering animals as an option for entertainment or experience. There are other alternatives. You cannot say a place that is offering a different experience for a different group of people that they must abandon and do away altogether with what they are offering.
I mean, look at South Africa, for example, and other countries whereby there's people that are actually attracted to the animals that are wild animals, lions, giraffes, buffaloes, those sorts. We do not actually ride them. We do not actually touch them.
If there are no, you know, parks like your Kruger National Parks, exactly. If I don't go to Egypt to see camels, where else would I have seen these wild animals?
Well, clearly in future, going to Egypt will be like visiting a strip club without the pole.
So, or the stripper.
So you are supporting this. Would you still visit Egypt now after finding out that they are getting rid of the camels and they're getting rid of the horse rides?
Yes, I would.
Oh, what name?
You are not the pyramids.
You are not the pyramids. I mean,
amongst many other things.
Egypt, they're in Sudan, but I'd still go.
So you wouldn't go?
No,
because
sir.
What's the whole point? Would you still visit Egypt or any other place in the world where they offer different rides? Elephant rides, camel, horse rides. With Egypt, it happens around the pyramid of Giza. And over the years, we've thought that's what a lot of people go to the pyramids of Giza for.
Yeah,
they just don't go there only for the pyramids. They go there for the animals as well. They go there for the horse rides. They go there for the camel rides. But if they were to phase this out completely, permanently, would you still support those countries? Would you still go visit those countries? And do you support this decision of protecting the animals, that these animals are being exploited?
Did they say that they are
protecting?
Being
I like that word, protecting. Well, animal advocacy groups will speak for the animals, because you guys don't want to speak for the animals. You don't want, the animals can't speak for themselves.
They shouldn't.
You are using the animals to generate an income and attract people from across the world.
They shouldn't speak for themselves. You can fake a pyramid. You can't fake a camel.
Go and ride a camel in the wild and see what it'll do to you. That's it speaking physically. It'll probably kick you or something. That's its physical response.
That's why we should go to Egypt and climb on them, because they are tamed.
So, you support this decision to permanently phase these animals out, and you would still visit. And the rides are part of the experience. That's another option, which would mean you don't support this decision to phase them out. And option number three, it depends on the alternatives that will be offered. Maybe Baganori, the quad bikes in Yanawangusha.
Oh, one of the pyramids. No. I can simply go to Cape Town. No.
And maybe option number four, like I said, we can even stretch it out to number four. You don't mind at all. You would visit either way. It doesn't really affect your decision. There's much more to explore in Egypt than riding camels. And I'd gladly visit that wonderful country. A sunset cruise in the Nile would be 100 times better than riding a camel. Camels remain a source of transport across the Sahara, though. For centuries, it has been. This is Ntogo out in Sibayeng. Another one reads, Ola team, the world is getting too soft. The same people who will be saying protect animals are the same people who will be wearing leather belts. I feel like these decisions are a bit hypocritical. Anyway, I would go with option number four. This is a message from Ducky, feeling in a particular way with the show. Option number four, which would be, I don't mind. I would visit either way. It doesn't affect my decision. So you basically don't care. Right.
Traveler, Gamudindi, Nya Capricorni.
Warra.
Nagi mukomola gamo ulubidi. Travel yui, I get doneli onani. Batwara gine gamu koi be uga ona enkubu jadi litungi jabu puta swana. Jadi ling jabu lai wa too much. Kaba galau rabare di ya biyanga ukudu. Yeah. Aye, agi support you. Travel.
Hey, afternoon comes. Guys, you know, if I plan a trip to South Africa, for argument's sake, I would say I'm going to South Africa, you know, to go to the Kruger National Park, and then Table Mountain, and then Robben Island, you know, and the likes. So if you're limiting the things that I'm going to do in your country, I can't just go to spend a lot of money, go to Egypt, watch pyramids, and then come back. That's a total waste of money. If you're limiting the things that I'm going to do and activities that I'm going to do when I get there, I might as well go elsewhere. It's Prince in Mokopane.
Hello, 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 guys. Personally, I wouldn't go. I would stop visiting that country, or I wouldn't go to that country. Because if those camels did not enjoy us climbing on them or riding them, they were not going to stand up and walk after we get on top of them or we climb on top of them.
No.
They were not going to stand up. Or they were just going to make a plan and get us off them. Just like cows do, because cows also don't enjoy being ridden. So, nah, I wouldn't go. I wouldn't go.
So, Egypt is phasing out camel and horse rides around the pyramids of Giza to improve animal welfare and promote ethical tourism. A lot of people are suddenly going to areas where animals are not being exploited for different experiences. So, they are avoiding attractions that exploit animals. And what we want to find out from you is, would you still visit Egypt or any other country that offers this kind of excursions or activities across the world? Some countries, they have elephant rides, they have ostrich rides, whatever it is, you know.
Ostrich?
Yeah. They're well trained. But at the end of the day, some people are making money, you know, using these very animals. And if there's one thing that we need to do is protect animals. Protect the camels. Protect the camels.
Zuma must go.
Zuma must go. Zuma must go. So that's where it stands in Egypt. And I'm afraid that there might be other countries that might follow suit.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to wait and see what happens. I know that Egypt is not the only country that offers, you know, your camel rides. There are many other countries that we can mention. So, yeah, probably they might look at things the very same way as well.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.